I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, will the barbershop guys go green or not? But first, it's that time of year when many professional and cultural groups get together for annual conferences, but they probably don't sound like this. That's just one of the groups performing at the Gathering of Nations, the country's largest Native American powwow. Every year, thousands come together at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for a weekend packed with music, dance, exhibitions, a celebration of all things Native American. Joining me now, they were kind enough to break away from the gathering to visit with us, are Kevin Gover. He's the director of the National Museum of the American Indian right here in Washington, D.C. He is Pawnee and Comanche. Vince Bile is an educator in Bemidji, Minnesota. He's also one of Indian Country's most highly sought-after powwow announcers. He'll be announcing this year at the gathering. He is Ojibwe. And Beulah Sunrise Rao is an announcer at one of the most popular events at the gathering, the Miss Indian World Pageant. She's also the host and co-producer of the Gathering of Nations webcast. She is, Beulah, help me with the pronunciation.
Diné.
Mm-hmm. Diné, which is, in fact, the proper name many know for Navajo. She's also Santo Domingo Pueblo. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin, what's a powwow, and where did the term come from?
Well, a powwow is a dance, usually a number of dancers, a number of drums, but it can be, you know, just one drum and three or four people dancing, and that's a powwow.
So why does this gathering become such an important event in Indian Country? I understand that this year marks the 26th anniversary. Why is this gathering important?
Well, it's become the biggest powwow in the country. I lived in Albuquerque in 1983 when the first gathering took place, and I remember it just being, you know, a little average-sized powwow, and it was nice. But what it's become is sort of the kickoff of the powwow season, and people wait, you know, all winter to get out there and dance and sing again, and so Albuquerque's become the gathering place for the Indians.
For people who've never been to one, what will they expect to see?
Lots of Indians, first of all. But the thing to see at the gathering is the grand entry when the dancers make their first appearance at the powwow. And it is, it's just an incredible sight to behold.
There are competitions, right? Dance
yes.
competitions and singing competitions?
Yes. All of the above.
Vince, by day, as I mentioned, you're an educator, but you also travel around the country as an announcer at Powers. You're one of the top announcers at the gathering. For those not familiar, what's your role?
Well, as a Powell announcer, I share the microphone with three other colleagues there. And basically, like Kevin alluded to earlier about grand entry, bringing in all the dancers, there's over 3,000 dancers probably representing about 180-some tribal nations throughout the province of Canada and all across North America. And it's quite a spectacle to see.
Vince, you clearly have the pipes. I mean, I could listen to you read the phone book, but how did it, how did you, no, isn't it, it's yummy, right? But how did you become an announcer, and what does it take to be a great announcer?
I guess my whole life, I spent a lifetime in an arena singing and dancing. I'm the original member of the former Red Earth Singers out of Tama, Iowa. And back home on our reservation, there was a Head Start powwow where I went over with Royce Kingbird and the Kingbird Singers, and the announcer they had scheduled didn't make it. Something took place, and so the committee and the people asked me if I would help out with announcing, and I was reluctant at first, and being there to do anything we can to help people, I did. I did the announcing for that little powwow, and then after I did that, other people started asking me to do it. So it came to me from that way, and I guess it's kind of a unique opportunity. What a way to give back something special in that circle, whether as a dancer and singer and now as an announcer.
Wow. Beulah, how about you? How did you become an announcer?
Oh, gosh. I don't really. It was kind of fun. I was in pageants. I started out like in the little princess pageants to begin with, and I was the first Navajo Nation Fair powwow princess, and I was 14 years old.
Okay.
And I was scared to death because I was not ready to wear a dress without shorts underneath, to be honest. And so it was it was pretty scary. And it really did work because the more pageants I was in, the more people asked me to announce different things and fashion shows and things like that. And then I ended up taking radio class and ended up on the radio.
So well, you have a lovely voice. You have a lovely voice also.
Thank you. I still think it doesn't compete with Vince's, but.
Vince, how would you describe your style as an announcer? And what does it take to be good other than having the equipment?
Well, I guess a voice that's clear and good always helps. And then also to bring your background and experience. You know, when you travel to many Indian nations, they all have different traditions and customs. I've never imposed my ways as an Ojibwe or as an Anishinaabe person. But my style is basically just giving the respect to the people there and keeping things going in a very good flowing motion, and you're acknowledging every one of those dancers by category and so forth as they come in so that people can understand and see that, and you're praising them, and it all takes place. And
come on, you're teasing us. Give us a little taste. Come on now. Well, give us a little something. Everybody,
ladies
can't
and gentlemen,
go.
Before we start this song, we are going to dance in the honor and memory of our ancestors and forefathers that have left this beautiful gift of song and dance. We dance in their honor and memory because they have paid their dues that we are here today to express ourselves freely through this dance style with the various warriors that we have here with us. And we never forget those ancestors that gave us these great songs that we still sing today, and we carry on in the most prideful manner.
All right. How's Vince, that? It's all right. Woo! Beulah, it's
on. You know,
on.
Michelle, one thing ahead, Vince Devin. Hasn't mentioned, Devin. Too, is that the great powwow announcers have an endless supply of one-liners. And they're very funny. Uh-huh. There's a certain style of humor. I think it's something like they have good taste in bad jokes. And they can really deliver them, and the whole place will be laughing at various times.
Well, let me just jump in for just a minute to say, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the Gathering of Nations, the largest powwow in North America. It's going on now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm speaking with powwow announcers Vince Bile and Beulah Sunrise Rao, and also Kevin Gover, director of the National Museum of the American Indian. Beulah, come on now, you got to give us something. Tell us a little bit about the Miss Indian World pageant. As I understand it, it's become one of the highlights of the
Yes,
gathering.
It has. Actually, we're really, as years have gone by, there has been a powwow princess that started out more or less and then developed into Miss Indian World. And now we invite all indigenous young ladies between the ages of 18 and 25, I believe, to participate in the pageant. You can't be married, you know, no dependents, anything like that. But it's a good growing experience for all of these girls to get together, young ladies, so that they can learn about the similarities that we as a culture have, and then also really respect and celebrate their differences.
What are some of the cultural aspects of this kind of a pageant that you would not have in Miss America, for example?
Oh, that's a very good question, because it is a pageant more of the beauty of the girl inside, more so than what's on the outside. And she does have to know about her culture, because we do have a category for traditional talent presentations. And it is a plus to know your language.
Beulah, I wanted to ask, there are a lot of people who question the value of pageants, period, for regardless of ethnic group. Does anyone feel this way about Miss Indian World? And what do you say to that?
Well, I don't know of anybody who's really complained against it, but I can honestly say that it's not so much of an exploitation situation as much as it is a celebration of sisterhood. And the experience is more, I guess, primary in the pageant than it is, you know, going and competing against each other. So we stress that from the very beginning so that they can, you know, network, make friends, learn more about their cultures, and share that within each other. So it makes a more well-rounded person, I think.
Kevin, what does it mean to be, this is not your first gathering, of course, you've been coming many, many years. What does it mean to be there? And has the recession affected, do you think, the ability of people to go?
Well, it's hard to say what the impact of the recession will be, although they're not having any trouble selling tickets, and you can already sense there are a lot of people in town. So I suspect that it'll have maybe some impact, but it won't be great just because this is such an important event every year. You know, it's just one of those things. It's a place to get together. You see lots of people that you haven't seen in a while, and you get to meet lots of new people. And so it's just a huge, really social, cultural event that every Indian tries to get to,
at some
if
point.
Not every year, at least at some point. Yeah.
How do you feel about non-Indians coming?
Oh, we welcome non-Indians to the gathering. You know, there's nothing exclusionary about a powwow.
What's the most important thing to know in attending your first powwow?
Do what the announcer says. When in Rome, you know what I mean? So just when you see other people standing up, you know it's time to stand up. When you see people being quiet, it's time to be quiet. And just have good manners is all.
And how about not touching people's regalia without their permission?
Oh, never touch a dancer or his or her regalia without permission. Or shoot their photograph. You know, you should always be respectful and ask if you may do that. And they're very friendly and very accommodating.
Vince, final thought from you. What do you hope people will draw from coming to the gathering?
Well, we hope that they experience something very unique like Kevin was talking about. And when we talk about intertribal dance, we mean intertribal. We mean everybody, all nations that come down that dance floor and experience that beautiful song being sung by that drum group. And for the people in attendance, whether it be native, non-native, or anybody for maybe their first time ever attending a powwow celebration, you want them to leave with good feelings. And they're always amazed about the various dance styles, the beautiful dresses the women wear, the dance regalia, and so forth. Not only the actual activity within the pit, but outside you have all the top American Indian arts and crafts set up under the powwow alley out there, the food, the Indian food. They're getting a taste of everything from the traditional to the contemporary in conjunction with the powwow, which is there. So the people in attendance, I think they leave with a great experience. Even myself, as being native, the first time here to be in that pit with that many American Indians is just, it blows me away.
Bula, what's a final thought from you?
Well, I think that anybody who loves any type of cultural event should really take part and just show up and absorb it on your own, because seeing all those people together dancing to one song puts a lump in your throat and tears in your eyes and out of happiness and respect and really thinking, you know, all these people are together moving to one beat, and it's so important. And they're all doing it, I guess, out of just wanting to take part, whether it's a musical group, whether it's a dancer or a singer. So it's a great event to be at.
Bula Sunrise Rao and Vince Beil are participating in the Gathering of Nations. We were also joined by Kevin Gover, director of the National Museum of the American Indian. They were all kind enough to join us from Albuquerque. I guess you're going to get back to the powwow. Thank you all so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.